everyone. Welcome to the Better Beer Club podcast, the show that's a little about beer and a lot about nothing.
And every show's a drinking show here at the Better Beer Club podcast.
That's right. Every show's a drinking show. Well, I'm your host, Nate Island. With me, as always, Sean Dunn, a.k.a. the Shotgun Master.
I don't know about you, but I don't know if you remember back in the day growing up listening to some of our local radio here, like Mark and Brian, or even more recently, Heidi and Frank. But they would do, like, a couple times a year, they'd do, like, well, Heidi and Frank more often, but they do, like, drinking shows. And I can remember always looking forward to those. Like, Mark and Brian would have, like, a cop come in with a breathalyzer, and they just slam shots of tequila until, you know, they reached a certain point or whatever. And the cop would, you know, it was kind of a public service announcement in a way, in that, like, they'd give you the reading and they'd be like, see, folks, like, when you're this drunk, you're like a 1.6 or a 0.16, you're double the legal limit. You know, so it was sort of, they made it into something sort of educational, but at the same time, it was just crazy to listen to because it'd get all crazy and weird.
What you're getting at is we're doing that.
We're doing that every week. I mean, we're not to the same level, but, you know.
I used to have a breathalyzer. Well, I'll have to look for it. Maybe we can, maybe we can see what we're up to. Yeah. Koozie rating? No, not there. Not there. This one's not getting me there.
Adjustments for body weight and whatever. But
yeah.
So, you know, I guess we should talk about that we took a week off last week.
Yeah. It was
unfortunate.
Yeah, it was unfortunate, but it was nice, you know. You had your birthday last week too, right? A happy birthday. I wanted to say happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's my 30th birthday. Actually, that brings me to my first segment.
All right, right into it. 'Cause I'm crying for you, dear.
You are on my lonely. It's really fortunate that we've started the podcast and we're able to sort of like bookmark all these special occasions, like audio wise. Like, you know, it was funny because I was thinking if there's anything that you'd need a beer to get over or celebrate, it's your 30th birthday. I mean, the end of your 20s, the beginning of being able to group yourself, I mean, you know, put yourself into a class where you might enjoy a show called 30-something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're thinking, like, Kurt Cobain was dead years before now, you know?
you're in the whole other decade there. Yeah.
So this is something that you know a lot about.
I'm
you
well aware. Yeah, I'm well aware, yeah. My lady never lets it go. She's always pointing out the fact that I'm already over that mark. She's got a ways to go.
It's kind of funny because now that I'm 30 and my wife's 28, it's like that's a significant amount of time.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, and I hadn't thought about it before, but now it's like I'm 30 and then you start having those conversations with yourself. It's like, I was going to be a rock star.
Yeah.
And now here I am 30. Yeah. And, you know, and so that's kind of been on my mind lately. And nah, I thought, what a better thing to drink a beer over than you're turning 30. So welcome to my third decade.
You know, you just got to toss it to the wind, you know. It is what it is. Keep moving along and realize that you need to drink more beer because it's going to hurt more every day.
Well, yeah, you guys came over, and what was cool was one of the gifts I received from you and Brittany was the Carboy.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited. It's sitting on my dining room table now. We're ready to go.
We're good to go.
You've been honing your craft over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, it was a nice brew. We didn't really get to talk about, not that there's a whole lot to talk about in the first week anyways, you know, just ferments a bit. You do get to see the big frothy, like, primary fermentation head on it and everything else, and that's pretty cool. But you know, it's sitting in there and you start to see everything settle at the bottom and shit's dancing around, it's getting real happy in there, and you're just going, yeah, it's gonna be fucking beer.
and then
I was like, I let it go for 14 days, so I gave it a full 2 weeks and yanked it out, primed it and bottled it, and we're good to go. I think we got a little over 4 gallons.
And do you have any home brewing tips you want to go into right now while we're on the topic?
You know, a mistake that I feel that I've made is not realizing.
Is this homebrew tips?
Homebrew tips. Oh, yeah, let's do some homebrew tips. Why not? Let's do this. We're just all fucking out of order.
Hey, man, I'm 30, all right? Give me a break.
Took a week off, and here we are doing shit backwards.
I've been chomping at the bit to do some of these segments here.
I'll tell you what.
We have to say... Okay, you tell me
what. No, no, go ahead.
Here's what we got to remember is it was Cinco de Mayo, too, and on the, when we were supposed to do our last podcast.
Yes.
Oh, no. We were going to do it. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
It worked out that one of the nights we were planning to do it was Cinco de Mayo, and it wasn't like... I mean, I made tacos, but it wasn't like I had to miss the podcast for that. But it was just one of those weeks where it was like... My birthday, big, I mean, it took me a couple days to realize that I'm 30. Cinco de Mayo, Mother's Day. It's like, so yeah, so we've got it. We're backed up here.
Yeah, I did a lot of stuff landed this week, and I injured myself, so that didn't help anything. And, well, I didn't really injure myself. Someone else fucking injured me, but we'll go into that another time.
We got to hear that story.
We'll go, maybe that'll be my things that need to fucking open a beer in a minute here.
Yeah.
Go back into that theme song.
Even though usually when you have an injury like that, you're probably not supposed to drink beer due to some sort of inflammation or conflict with medication.
No. That doesn't, mind over matter first, you know? You got to get your head on right. maybe not 30 of them, but 7 or 8 is fine.
Well, let's do, you know what? Should we open? Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
All right, let's open it, and then we'll get
we'll do the homebrew tips.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, this week was my week, last week. So what happened was, last week I bought this beer, and I thought, oh, okay, I've never tried it before.
So
you
it's
may
aged.
Probably, yeah, well, actually what happened was, in between last Monday and this Monday, I drank it all.
Well, it's got to be horrible then.
Yeah, no, so I can say with some surety that it's going to get a decently high koozie approval rating from me. So I ended up purchasing a 6-pack of this, and then a couple nights in, I got home from work, and I'm like, maybe I'll crack one of those open. And I thought, well, I still got 4. I could drink 4, and we could still do the taste test.
Nice.
But anyways, this is the second 6-pack, so expect high ratings from me. I went with the Hangar 24 Orange Wheat.
Okay. All right.
Hangar 24 is a brewery out here. And
their staple.
Yeah, I've come to find out that it's phenomenal.
you know, my father is a big fan of this this beer also. You know, I got to tell you, in terms of opposing koozie ratings, this is my kryptonite.
You're going to go low?
I'm not saying I'm going to. I need to. I definitely think that one of the things I realized last time, or did we do Rogue last time?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, one of the things I realized last time. And I think I gave it a pretty high rating anyways, but we started selling Rogue at my work like the week after that.
All of
a sudden they came in and
that's
they were like,
how influential
they,
we are.
Yeah, they were like, oh, have you heard of this beer? I'm like, yeah, we just rocked it out on the podcast last week and so on and so forth. And so we're, you know, sitting around sampling it and I'm tasting it the whole time. I'm thinking to myself like, fuck, this beer is delicious, you know? And in terms of what we've been doing is changing the beers out in the bar for like if a beer doesn't sell very well, then we evaluate that and we go, okay, this beer's not selling well. We keep it in the category though. So it was like, it was a brown ale I won't say which one, but that wasn't selling very well. So we're like, okay, well, we're going to keep it brown ale. Mm-hmm. So where are we going to go with? And they gave us a couple of possibilities and we're like, okay, let's go with the Rogue.
Yeah.
And it seems to be selling a little bit better. It's only been there for a week, but in terms of brown ales, I was like, wow, you know, and all of a sudden in my head, I'm tossing around other brown ales in my head and I'm going, this is a fucking phenomenal brown ale.
Yeah.
Like when you categorize it only as a brown ale and don't toss it off with every other type of beer. So, for orange, for an American white, or American wit or whatever you want to call it. You know, I'll have to keep it in its category is what I'm getting
at. Or just look at it from the perspective of a seasoned beer drinker. I mean, if you're saying your dad likes it, me and your dad have similar tastes when it comes to beers somewhat. We're light beer people.
Yeah.
For the most part. For your daily beer.
Yeah. I mean,
but
he digs a good
more,
craft beer, but he'll,
always,
he'll Coors Light all day long.
You've got yourself like a Kona or something.
Yeah.
Something tasty. Sam Adams.
Yeah.
And... You know, so
yeah, Coors Light's my vacation beer.
Yeah, that's the day. That's all
but
day.
But my daily is some kind of craft.
Yeah. Well, should we take a sip of them?
Yeah.
I have to say I'm already a fan. But
I like that they're in our backyard too. You know, I mean, Redlands is not that far away. There's a lot of nice breweries out there. These guys are really doing it, and they use local oranges from the area. So that's always a good thing. Cheers, man.
Cheers. I love that it's, I mean, you know, what's funny is growing up, my wife loved Hefeweizen, type beers, and she'd put oranges in them and stuff. And I always thought, they're okay. Yeah. And this is almost just like that, but it's so infused with that. That orange flavor is very pronounced.
It is, yeah. So I don't know what it is about. It must be the addition of the wheat, like, because they take some of the malted barley out and they add in the wheat, and then of course they're using a different kind of yeast and a few other side flavors, but there's just something about the to me they always have like an off sweetness, you know. Mm-hmm. Like a and it's just like it's a different kind of sweetness, and I always kind of go I don't like it's delicious. Yeah. But to me, it's like, I don't know if it's beer. Yeah. Yet. You know, I don't want to call it saying. Not beer, but, yeah. And then they're always, I never took myself for a hop kind of person, but, the hoppiness is always, non-existent or really, mm-hmm. you know, there's never bitterness. There's never hoppiness. It's yeah. always real smooth and easy. You know,
I think that's why I like it too. And so coming off that brown ale, I thought, oh man, I'm going to need to recover with something like citrusy and light. You know, it's a 4.6% alcohol by volume.
Oh yeah.
Very tasty.
It is. It's very tasty.
Yeah. Oh. But definitely if you're not a wheat beer person, you may not like it though.
You know, if someone handed that, if I walked into a party and someone was like, here you go. Orange wheat.
Not complaining.
I would not be like, nah, thanks, I'll find something else. I'd be like, fuck yeah, let me have that. So yeah, I like it. It's cool. Good.
Well, we'll
it's
see how it grows
nice.
On
us. It's got
here.
A nice smell too.
Yeah, it's yeah. very clean. Well, let's get into some of those homebrew tips then while we got right. sidetracked.
Hey, I didn't tell my wifey what's in the closet.
Oh,
so.
I was going to say, because we had mentioned that you sort of had made it a spectacle with the, you said you were having a, hobos having
you know,
a garage sale or something.
There's a big, I don't know if it was the, I think it was the beer cleaner, but there's a big dead circle in the middle of my grass now too. So I'll have to pay attention to that.
All right, so let's get some of these homebrew tips. We won't tell your wife.
Beer tip number one, don't tell the wife
you
what's
in
the
closet.
You got
a crop circle in your fucking
front
yard.
Beer tip number two, if you're going to dump beer cleaner in your grass, spread it out into designs so that people think there's crop circles. Yeah, yeah. Instead of just one big...
Or at least dump it on a problematic...
One big jelly
patch.
Bean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. No, The I think I mentioned last time, I named it Tort Vicious Lemon Delicious, mm-hmm. because the tort was out there poking his nose and everything. And I think it's going to come out great. I when I opened it up and started bottling it, I racked it into the bottling bucket, and it smelled so good. And yeah. the color's nice and light. It does have a mild bitterness to it. I kind of tasted it as I was getting a reading from it.
Yeah.
And it's got a good amount of carbonation. It's gonna be well carbonated, I think. I
so
may have even given
have
it a couple
sit in the
more days.
For a while, right?
Usually, it's a little sweet at the moment. So that was the other tip is that you can pretty much use anything for priming sugar. Priming sugar will give it won't give it a flavor. If you use table sugar or if you use honey or molasses or these different things, they're gonna do the trick as far as conditioning, but they're gonna give it a flavor. Mm-hmm. So I went, I didn't have priming sugar, so I went, fuck it, let's go half honey, half table sugar. Mm-hmm. Melt it into some water and add that in. And what that's gonna do is kind of reactivate the yeast.
Yeah.
Create carbonation in the bottle. It's probably not even gonna need 2 weeks. Like, it already seemed like it was pretty well carbonated. I almost kind of started thinking as I was doing it, maybe I should have given it a couple more days. It still seems like maybe there might be. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. If I have some exploding bottles, then that'll be the next beer tip, you know. And if I don't, then it'll be delicious.
I shouldn't store those ones in the closet, though. Glass shards can be a real pain in the ass.
Yeah. I put a blanket under it and, like, wrapped it in a shirt and shit so that no sun gets to it while it's conditioning. We'll see. I think 1 week in, I'm going to get 1 week and just fucking drink it. I try to do it right out of the Josh Hamilton tip book, you know. It's an ale, so I said, fuck it. Let's give it 10 to 14 days, get it off of the yeast cake, and then bottle it and go.
Mm-hmm.
you know, last time it was a little flat, and so I really didn't want to get to that point. You know, it scared me. I was just like, fuck it, get it in the bottle.
Yeah. So. Cool. Well, so, yeah. That's great. Well, I'm looking forward to using my Carboy, and I've already started saving bottles, so.
Yeah, yeah. Save, drink time. Those bottles and save them. These work, too.
Yeah.
Check. Is that the, oh, you were saying you had some other bottles. Are these them?
Yeah. There's six more orange wheat bottles in a box somewhere. Nice,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well,
unfortunately, man. Bud Lights in the bottle aren't going to work.
I know.
It can't
can
be twist top.
Can you imagine the amount we'd have?
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. So, homebrew tip of the week.
Yeah. Dang, that was the best one yet. I think
all
it's
right,
been
cool.
Like 3 weeks.
I see that there's you've got some special preparations made here for tonight's podcast, and I'm thinking, should we? I'm really kind of itching to try find the imposter.
Yeah, let's do find the imposter. Let's I mean, the
that.
Warmer those get, the better you might do at it anyway.
Yeah.
So
we've got a taste test coming up, a secret taste test.
If we can't get a hold of Walt, then maybe we can go to that and try it again or something. You know?
Okay, well, we're going to do an actual surprise call now to my father-in-law. I'm just going to get it right out in the open.
Yeah.
But he's a beer drinker on the weekends, and we thought maybe he'd like to play a little Find the Imposter, so let's see if we can give him a call. Hopefully he'll answer. He should be home.
Walt's a fun guy. I think he's going to be good at this.
He's probably thinking that I'm calling him about a camping trip coming up. I don't even know if he'll answer it.
Yeah, either way.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Walt. How you doing? Say hi to Nate.
Hey, Walt. How you doing, man?
Who's that? Oh, Jay?
Oh, it's Nate. Can you hear him?
Oh, Nate. Hey, Nate. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well, Walt. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hey, we've
what
got...
What are you boys up to?
Well, we've got a little surprise for you. We're recording this conversation for our Better Beer Club podcast.
For your what?
For the Better Beer Club podcast.
That's
how your good cousins belong to.
We want to play a game with you if you're interested.
I am interested.
Okay, well,
I'm
ready.
You're
our second caller, and we had Lainey. You may know Lainey. She's my sister.
Yes.
We had her on the first as the first caller. She played the game and did pretty well. The premise of the game is we give you a list of three names, two of which are actual beer names, one of which is something that either Nate or myself came up with. In this week's case, it's Nate. So we're going to give you those names.
Is there any particular award or prize for guessing right?
Yeah, if you get this right, Walt, we're going to send you a beer koozie. We're going to send you a Better Beer Club beer koozie if you get one right.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So this is called Find the Imposter. And
it's called Finding what?
It's called Find the Imposter.
Oh, okay. Find the Imposter. Got it.
So two of these are real beers and one of these is a fake.
Okay.
Okay. Beer number one, Hoptimus Prime.
Did you say Optimus Prime?
Hoptimus Prime, as in beer hops. Hoptimus Prime.
Oh. Okay.
Beer two is End of Days Haze. And beer three is Peter Cotton Ale.
I think the last one's the imposter. I hope no real beer companies make something called Peter Cotton Ale. Come on.
Peter Cotton Ale is a real beer there. Oh. So
was it the first one?
The imposter was End of Days Haze.
What? That's a good name for a beer.
I thought so, too. I made it up myself. Thanks.
So he's got, two more chances?
I got two more chances for you here, Walt.
Walt, you're not going to want to be without this beer koozie that you got the possibility of winning right now.
It's a premium camping beer koozie. It fits all beer sizes. It fits Bud Light or Coors Light or whatever other beer you want to stick in it.
How does it go from Coors Light to Bud Light?
You know, somebody is genius and they figured out how to make that work. Usually the person won't go back and forth, but the koozie will.
Well, you know that if you put a, if sometimes if you have a koozie that's a slim fit koozie, if you were to use that for Coors Light, it'd be just fine. But the second you put a Bud Light in it, it stretches it out to where it's going to be worthless now for Coors Lights due to the slim can design.
That's true.
But I'm happy that you're not super familiar with that, because me and Walt are Bud Light guys.
Bud Light guys. The Bud Light guys don't realize that they're just wrecking everybody's koozies.
I don't drink that Coors Light. I mean, spend your money on that crap.
Walt, tell them what you've been drinking lately, Kirkland Light.
Hey.
The Kirkland?
From Costco.
That's awesome.
Pick up your t-shirts, undies, and a pack of beer.
Yep.
I'm almost positive,
It's Kirkland Light Beer, and that's all it says on the can is Kirkland Light Beer.
I'm almost positive that it'll fit in the koozie. All right, so... All right, here's three more of them for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The first one is Aubrey Hopburn. The second one is Hoppy Endings. And the third one is Poor Boy Porter.
I think the first one's the imposter.
Oh, Walt. Aubrey Hopburn is a real beer. The imposter is Poor Boy Porter.
It was the last one?
Yeah.
Well, you guys need to stop thinking of such great names, because it's really tough.
Well, we got one more chance for you here.
I think you got this one.
You got this one. Take your time if you need to.
All right.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a Kirkland in your hand right now?
No, I actually was... going through the hallway and getting a Bud Light.
Okay, yeah. Maybe you should crack that Bud Light open into the phone microphone, and see if it helps your guessing.
All right, let me grab it here.
Some of the naughty,
don't drop it.
Some of the naughty sauce might.
Okay, I'm gonna be very tricky. I'm gonna put it on the counter.
Okay.
Put the phone down and open it up with one hand. You guys ready for that?
Ooh, the one-hander.
You ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Okay, here it goes.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Got it. Sounds like America.
Yeah, that sounded very American of you. You can't hear us.
Actually, I have to confess, I put my other hand over there to hold it steady.
You guys have a lot of karma. You like to confess the things that people can't see going on.
Well, before, like, I'm like that too. Like, even though it's a little white lie, like last week I was thinking, we should just call Lainey, my sister, and, you know, just pretend she's a random fan of the Better Beer Club podcast. We just said, Leah, let's do that. 30 seconds in, I'm like, hi, here's my sister, Lainey.
All right.
Here's your last and final chance. Chances are I could probably smuggle you a koozie even if you don't get it, but let's keep the stakes high until the end of the game.
Don't think like that. You don't get shit if you don't win.
All right, I'm concentrating. I got my eyes closing, my fingers in my forehead, and I'm thinking. I'm ready.
The first one is Secret Hops. The second one is Fucking Hell. The third one is Sheep Shaggers.
Oh my gosh!
Take your time.
And only one's an imposter.
Only one's an imposter. I know this was a hard one. I was hoping you'd get one before that. You got a 33% chance.
Again?
The first one is Secret Hops. The second one is Fucking Hell, and the third one is Sheep Shaggers.
All right. Well, I think it's got to be the second, because I've yet to see that word on any item being sold. It's the second one.
I thought the same thing, but that's a beer. That's a real beer. Yeah. The Secret Hops was the one that wasn't a beer.
Secret Hops?
Yeah.
Well, I think we found Nate's new career as a beer namer.
Yeah. You know what, Walt? We're going to send you a koozie anyways, man.
Just all for, right, well, I
just for
really
playing
appreciate
along.
That. I'm glad you guys called me. It made my evening.
Right, well, thanks for picking up. I thought maybe I should call first and make sure you're available. I thought, no, let's catch him like pulling up into the driveway or something and just surprise him.
Well, good job.
All right.
Hey, we'll continue on. Sounds like you guys have a great evening, and I'm going to go drink that Bud Light.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Well, that was cool. That went good.
Maybe we should ask when we do callers, too, what they think about the beer we're doing, you know?
Yeah.
I thought about that right at the end and went, damn, we should ask.
Yeah.
You know? Just ask them, hey, well, have you ever had orange wheat before? What do you think? Yeah.
We've had two really good callers.
I thought so, yeah. That cool. really adds some livelihood to the show.
Yeah,
someone
like
other than our dumbasses talking back and forth, you know?
Okay, so we've got pretty much a lot settled at this point as far as today's show is concerned.
Yeah.
Any more beer? Do you got any beer news or anything for this week?
Not really. There's a festival going on up in Paso that Firestone is putting on, I believe. That's about it, really. So
okay,
it's
cool.
Like towards the end of this month. I didn't really do much research on it, so I thought I would just throw it out there. But if I don't even know. I think it was like sold out, and you can't get tickets and shit anyway, so it
okay.
doesn't really matter.
Well, I guess it's getting to that time where we got a koozie approve. I did want to bring up before we get to the koozie approval a few facts about Hangar 24 that I looked up. They're celebrating their 7th year anniversary.
Nice.
Took me
right
a while
on
to
the bottle.
Find that information right on the bottle. But I did a little research. I guess the guy that owns it, named Ben Cook, worked as a quality assurance manager at Anheuser-Busch for a while, so that's probably where he got all his good ideas.
Yeah.
You know, but
makes
like,
sense. Makes sense.
But anyways, yeah, I guess he was doing that. Got his brewing degree at UC Davis, and was either a pilot or I think he's a pilot. But he says he opened the brewery adjacent to the airport. His buddies would get together after a day of flying and drink beers that he'd brewed, and it kind of gave him the idea. Been brewing for 6 years, and I was looking at their website now. They've got like a bunch of people working for them, and like
for instance,
this I found at the grocery store, and it's you know pretty much available everywhere.
Oh yeah, they're huge now. They've blown up really big. In fact, they're not only that, but they're a distributor now too. So they distribute a lot of beers for different people as well, I believe.
Well, cool. So should we get into a little bit of koozie approval then?
Yeah, let's actually, I got one more segment. Oh, we can koozie approve and then you want to do your segment or you want, no, let's koozie approve after.
Oh, we do have, we have the major segment.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to do the,
all right.
The beer, we have to do the,
all
which
right,
one's, which
this.
One's which.
Okay. Let's do this.
Do you have like a random intro song you can drop? Cause I didn't think of one. There you go. It's time to play which one's which.
So, oh, nice. throughout the show, I've been staring at six small to medium-sized glasses of random amber, like light lager-style colored beers here. You want to shed some light on what's going on?
Yeah. So, I kind of messed up, and I didn't get all the beers I wanted to get, but it'll work. I got six different beers, and my thought was we can do this per category. So it doesn't have to just be like this time I basically went for like light beers,
yeah.
Light in color, maybe not necessarily by category, but,
yeah.
Ones that you wouldn't visibly be able to mark out as what they are.
Uh-huh.
You could do brown ales. If we went with brown ales, we could be like, oh, which one's the brown ale,
yeah.
or which one's which.
Yeah.
So your job is to drink each of them and tell me which one's which.
Okay.
I have a list of what they are.
Okay.
So you don't have to do that. I made sure Bud Light was one of them.
All right,
so you're going to have to pick out the Bud Light. I really wanted to get Coors Light in there too, but I somehow didn't get it in there. But that way, you know, just make it a little tougher on you. Not that Coors Light and Bud Light really taste that much alike. They really don't.
Well, if I screw up and get Bud Light wrong,
if you're like 16, they might taste alike, but.
Yeah. If I don't get Bud Light, I'm going to be like forced to drink Kirkland Light for the rest of my life or something as a punishment.
Yeah. All right. I promise there's no Kirkland in there. So there is a Coors Light, there is a Miller Light, there is a Bud Light, there's a Pabst Blue Ribbon, there's a Modelo, and there's a Budweiser Original.
Okay.
So.
All right, I'm going to start with number four then.
Okay, we're starting with four. Just go straight. Was that, what made you start with four? Just because it's the closest to
yeah.
your corner there? Or
yeah.
was there a thought behind that? Now, here's what I think. I think that you should before you taste the rest of them, as you go along, go ahead and drop a name. Okay. And then at the end, you can finalize. You don't have to, like, stick to what you think this one is. All right, you know?
I'm pretty sure. I think this one's Pabst.
Okay. And then.
Try three.
We're moving to three. Oh, I should probably write these down. What you're saying. Oh. Yeah,
Three is Miller Lite.
You think three is Miller Lite?
Maybe.
So we'll start. We're starting there. So Sean is sipping on all of these random funny shot glasses and drinks.
So let's see,
and he is trying to decide which is which. We've done light beers this time. There's a Budweiser. There's a Coors Light. There's a Miller Lite. There's a Bud Light. There's a Modelo. There's a Pabst. There's a Bud Original.
I'm going to say two is Budweiser.
He's going with Budweiser on number two.
Could be wrong.
Moving down the list. Oh, this one here is Orange Wheat. Hangar 24, definitely.
One. Yeah,
this one's delicious. Was that a on number one?
Yeah.
Number one is I don't know if you have to drop a guess or not. Nah, you keep going down. You're fine.
I'll say Modelo, maybe. I don't know.
Modelo,
I'm all screwed up right now. I can't tell the difference, dude.
We need a palate cleanser. We need something to... Now, let me ask you this. Are you getting very distinct flavor differentials between them?
What's funny is they're all pretty similar.
I tried to get them as similar as possible. But, I mean, minute differences, at least.
Yeah.
Like, where you're like... I kind of figured, like, as you went down it, there would be something that would be like, oh, okay, this is this. And just because there's, like,
I
a distinct flavor.
I thought I would pick Modelo, but I'm not really sure if three is Modelo, but...
What number are you on right now?
Yeah. Six,
yeah. So...
What are the other options?
Let's see. You picked Modelo, Bud, Miller Lite, Pabst. So you have Bud Light and Coors left.
I'm going to say six is Coors.
Going six is Coors. And that leaves... But have you tasted five yet?
Nope.
Okay. So we'll let you go ahead and taste that because you can still change your answers if you want. But I kind of think... You know, we could switch off on this. We could try different stuff. Like, we brought in all pale ales and tried to, like, taste the different pale ales and pick which one's which. And then different stuff like that. I don't know. I just thought it would be fun.
Because that doesn't really seem like Bud Light to me.
Oh, yeah. You still need to pick a Bud Light.
That ain't Bud Light. What do I have for number two?
Number two, you have Bud Original. Yeah. So this is getting really confusing here. Sean has a look on his face, and I can see the distress because he got to the last one and went, it doesn't taste like Bud Light, and he hasn't picked it yet. So now he's got six of them in front of him, and he's got to find his special beer.
I'm going to say two is Bud Light.
Okay, so we're going Bud Light for number two. So then number five would be Budweiser then, or are we changing up here? We're going to have to change up here. See the sweat dripping off his brow. It is it's the room. It's not the it's not the interrogation.
Hmm. Well, I guess what's the one I don't have? I haven't picked
five
yet.
You have to pick still. Well, yeah, because you've switched. So right now you have number one is okay. So you want to taste them as I go, or you want to just do it? Okay, so right now you have Modelo as number one. Yeah, Bud Light is number two.
Uh-huh.
You have Miller Lite is number three. Pabst is number four. Five is blank. And Coors is six.
So what's left?
You have to place Bud.
Because this isn't Budweiser.
Uh-oh. Okay, so this is not Budweiser. We have to change. Something's got to give.
What did I say was Budweiser? Three? No.
Right now you have Budweiser. Well, you had Budweiser as number two. And you switched it to Bud Light.
I'm going to say three is Budweiser.
Okay, so three is Budweiser. So now you have to place Miller Lite.
I'll say that's five.
Okay,
I'll
we'll go Miller Lite five. I am happy to let you know that you know your Pabst Blue Ribbon,
uh-huh.
and that is all you know.
Oh.
And the funniest part is number five is Bud Light.
It is?
That is the one. That is Bud Light. And you went, that ain't, you gave it the definitely not Bud Light.
I'm going to leave now.
Oh.
You know what's weird about it, though, is it's in a shot glass.
Right.
It's been sitting here for 40 minutes.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And it's warm, and it looks so clear compared to all these other beers.
I thought you were going to pick out the two lights right away because
yeah.
they're so clear.
Yeah.
Because they're so much lighter than the other ones. I guess when it's sitting in front of that other big one, it probably wasn't as light.
I
as
thought
that.
You were going to do me a solid and give you the big
Bud Light.
Yeah. So what is two?
You know what? I did, but then... But then I realized that there were numbers on those other two glasses, the one and the three.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, shit. I mean, I got to make one and three.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I moved
yeah.
them around and then went, okay, here.
Oh, man. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. You know what? I've done this before and it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not as easy
well,
as you think.
Well, they're very similar in look and color and taste.
I don't think I could have done it either, honestly. Yeah, well, you know, and we'll do
it
again with different
out.
Beers. Yeah. You know what? After the show, I will try it. Sean can mix them up and do it. I'll try it. So number one is Budweiser.
Okay.
Number two is Miller Lite. Number three is Coors. Number four is Pabst. Number five is Bud Light. Number six is Modelo.
Oh, man. You know what? Walt's probably going to be listening to this episode because he's on it, and he's going to be so ashamed of me right now.
You know, I honestly thought you were going to pick out the Bud Light, but I do have to say, You've now had eight different beers.
Yeah.
Well, seven, maybe seven, because one of those is Bud Light. Yeah, so you've had seven different beers in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So if there's anything that'll fuck your palate up, it's drinking orange wheat right before you drink.
Oh, man. Well, you got me, dude. All right, so let's after tasting the gamut of cheap canned beers, let's Koozie approved this bad boy.
I wanted to get some Natty Ice in there.
Oh, man. I probably would have called it Bud Light and, like, regretted it forever. All right, so Koozie approval. I bought the beer this week, so it's on you to go first. And you've already hinted at the fact that it may not be as high up there for you this week.
You know, you did place Bud Light in the only other light beer category. There were only two light beers in that group.
Oh, yeah.
And you did
true.
Put it there, so that's not that bad.
All right, I'm halfway there. I see you feverishly scanning the list to try to redeem me somehow.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a stat person, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you did actually. You put Miller Lite as the Bud Light. You put the two lights. You swapped the two lights.
Okay.
So that's not
but
that
see,
bad.
See, I don't like Miller Lite.
Well.
But I guess... Well, we'll have to get more into this.
I'll let you drink that tall can of Miller Lite out there and see what you think.
See, I'd probably refuse to do it because I don't like Miller Lite, but here I am just badging it as
it's amazing Lite. Marketing and visual,
yeah.
the difference of visually seeing your product, you know, the product you love, and
yeah.
you'll get that. You know, it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah,
and Bud Light is top notch when it comes to marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Even though I don't really like NASCAR.
You know, yeah. I mean, there are people who legitimately will come into the bar, order. For a while, we didn't have Bud Light on tap. And they would come in, they'd order Bud Light, and you'd be like, sorry, we don't carry Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get up and fucking leave. They
yeah.
would be like, yeah, I'm sorry, what? There's 17 other beers on tap.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I can't eat in an establishment that doesn't carry Bud Light. Fucking out of here. Like that's real. That really, like, marketing has done that to people.
Yeah. I have to admit I may have made declarations like that before, but now I feel like they're totally unfounded.
So that story was about Sean.
All right, so Koozie approval.
I gotta do it first, right?
Yeah, it's up to you.
You know what? We're celebrating their 7th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a
7.5. Still reasonable.
Yeah. You know, it's a good beer. And in categories of wheats or American wits or whatever you want to call it, orange wheat, it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think that in categories, like if we did a sixer of wheats, I would hope I would rate this one of the higher ones. You know?
Yeah. I think it's really good. Well, because I've gotten to know Hangar 24's orange wheat fairly well over the last week, I'm going to give it This is tough. Because it's one of the few beers that I'm like, I'm going to buy that. I'm going to give it a solid 9.
You're going to give it a 9?
I'm going to give it a 9.
Wow. That's up there above some of the pails. I think that's your highest rating.
Is it?
I don't know if you've given anything a 9 yet. You may have given one
of
the
people at
home
are probably thinking, why would we even care what this guy thinks? He can't even pick out his own beer.
Yeah. No,
All right, I'm going to give it a 9, though, because I think it's good for a lot of occasions, because it's pretty light, you know? And we live in Southern California, so a lot of, you know, things you're going to get involved in involve the sun and lakes and whatnot. And this just seems like a very accessible beer for situations like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of light and tasty, so I'll give it a 9. We'll have a
summer barbecue beer all day long. Yeah. Yeah, I could do it. Yeah, I would have no problem grilling up some BBQ, smoking something in the smoker, and standing outside and drinking a dozen of those.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with it.
Done. All right. Well, I guess that brings us to our pub joke of the week.
Your week?
My week.
All right.
Here we go. All right. So, I've spent a lot of the week looking for this joke.
All right.
I want it to be good.
Better be a good one, though. Better be a good one.
It's the shortest one yet, but...
I think you've yet to fail us. I think I left a bomber week one, but I don't think you've... I don't think you've dropped a goose egg yet.
We've had to sort of stay away from animal-related jokes since that.
No pun intended.
All right. So, here's your pub joke of the week. And then we'll be out of here. A skeleton walks into a bar and says, "I'd like a beer and a mop."
I have to say, I've thumbed through that one a couple of times because.
Oh,
well,
like,
now that I've gotten to my, you know, it's like, well, all the pressure's on. You got a beer joke, you know.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, that tickled my butt.
Yeah. And a mop.
Just like to the point. All right, so try that out this week and see what happens to you. Yeah.
Make sure you pick up some Hangar 24 Orange Wheat.
And check us out on thebetterbeerclub.com.
Yep.
Go to iTunes, leave us a good 5-star rating if you feel so inclined.
Yeah. Subscribe on iTunes, and I guess cheers to better beer. Till next week.
All right, see you guys.